Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats won the toss for the first time this season, elected to defer on their opening series, starting for their own 25. The Hoosiers would drive it 49 yards in six plays. They faced 4th and 2 in Northwestern territory, and the Cats stopped Miles Cross after a one-yard gain on a pass from Curtis Rourke. Came up a yard short thanks to Mac Uline at the Northwestern 26-yard line, so the Cats took over there after stopping Indiana's initial drive. The Wildcats moved the ball out to their own 45 in their first series. From that 26-yard line, a third down pass from Lausch was incomplete. And Luke Akers then uncorked a 49-yard punt, pinning the Hoosiers back at their own 11-yard line. On third down, a Wildcat edge rusher, Anto Saka, got what looked like a sack. It was ruled a tackle for loss on a rush by the quarterback, Rourke. In any event, it forced Indiana to punt the ball back to the Cats. The Cats got a good field position after a 39-yard punt, their own 44-yard line, but on first down, Lausch was sacked, one of three sacks credited to the Hoosiers in this game. And so the Wildcats ended up punting the ball back to Indiana. Hoosiers again were pinned on their own 11-yard line, though this time they were able to put a drive together. Rourke connecting with Tyson Lawton for 15 yards out to the 42 to get them some breathing room. Eventually, they got it down to the Northwestern 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5. Ellison to the right of Rourke. And Rourke will hand it off on a draw. Here's Ellison, stood up around the 1, reaching for the end zone. Touchdown, Indiana. Justice Ellison for the 6th touchdown of the year. And Indiana goes 89 yards on their third possession, and they take the lead here with 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Indiana, an 89-yard, 10-play drive to close out the first quarter. On the ensuing kickoff, Joseph Hyman II, who had a 96-yard kickoff return last game against Washington, and a 30-yard return with a face mask tacked on, giving the Wildcats the ball near midfield at the 47-yard line. On 3rd and 10, on the early second quarter, Lausch would run for 14 yards down at the Indiana 39. The Wildcats elected to go for it on 4th down, but Indiana jumped off sides, giving the Wildcats the ball, a fresh set of downs. They faced 3rd and 9, and Lausch connected with tight end Thomas Gordon for 16 yards down to the 8. This was the very next play. To Jack, turns, hands it off, Porter left side, tries to get to the edge, turns the corner to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Cam Porter, 8-yard touchdown run for the Wildcat co-captain, his 4th touchdown of the year. And the Wildcats capping a 53-yard 10-play drive that took over 6 minutes and 50 seconds. Midway through the second quarter, the game was tied at 7, but not for long. Indiana started at their own 25 after the ensuing kickoff, and they would put a drive together. Passes from Rourke, 24 yards to Cooper, down to the Northwestern 39, then 23 yards to Elijah Surratt, down to the Northwestern 16. Eventually, they faced 4th and 1 at the 7 and elected to go for it. 4th and 1 here at the 7-yard line. Here's Rourke. He's going to throw for it to the back of the end zone. It is a touchdown. Back of the end zone, Miles Cross right on the end line. And the official right there looked at his foot and signaled touchdown.
Yeah.
And it is Indiana back in front. They were back in front, 14-7, 4:28 to go in the second quarter. The Wildcats answered with a scoring drive. Big play, a 35-yard run by Hyman that got the ball to the Indiana 40. Then a 13-yard run by Lausch got it down to the 20. Eventually, the drive stalled. The Cats called on their kicker. Out of the hold of Hunter Renner. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Olsen. Plenty of distance. The kick is up. It is good. And the Wildcats have scored on back-to-back possessions. And they have cut Indiana's lead to 4 points with just over a minute to go in the first half. A minute eight to be exact. A 32-yard field goal for Jack Olsen. It was 14-10 Indiana. The Hoosiers had 68 seconds left with which to work, and they made the most of them. The big play was pretty much a jump ball, 37 yards that wide receiver E.J. Williams came down with, and that was the key play in a drive that led to this with just a few seconds to go. Here's the snap. Here's the kick by Radicic, end over end, hooking to the near side. It is good. With 3 seconds to go to the half, Indiana back up by 7, 17-10. A 37-yard field goal for Nicholas Radicic. And so that was the score at halftime, 17-10, Hoosiers. The Wildcats got the ball first to start the third quarter. They quickly moved the ball to midfield, but then back-to-back negative plays. Hyman dropped for a loss of 1. Lausch dropped for a loss of 6 on a sack, forcing the Cats to punt. And they would drop that punt inside the 20. Once again, Luke Akers did, pinning the Hoosiers at their own 13. But then a 22-yard run by Lawton got the ball out to the Indiana 38. A 23-yard pass to Surratt got it down to the Northwestern 24. And eventually, from the Wildcats' 13-yard line, Rourke threw one up and found a receiver. And Rourke fakes the give, wants to throw, and now he'll air it to the right side of the end zone. Kashawn Williams runs under it and makes the catch. And the right side touchdown. And Indiana extends the lead with 6:44 to go into the third. He just hung that ball up there. There wasn't a receiver there, but
no.
Williams ran under it. He's Sean Williams and hauls it in. And Indiana is up by 13 points. 87 yards and 9 plays on the drive using 4:55, and now it was 24-10. But the Cats quickly answered. Took them 7 plays to go 75 yards. They covered the last 38 yards this way. Third down and 2 at the 38-yard line of Indiana. Snap to Lausch.
Pressure.
Lausch, here comes pressure. Lets it go. Caught by Henning, 35-30. 25-20. Ahead of the pack to the 10. 5. Touchdown. A.J. Henning, 38 yards. And the Wildcats are right back in it with 3:13 to go in the third. 24-17 with the extra point. A 3.5-minute scoring drive, and the Wildcats were down by 7. Indiana took over on their own 25 after the kickoff. Rourke would connect for 52 yards on a pass and run. Williams again. Williams broke several tackles and worked his way down to the Wildcat 10-yard line. On the first play of the fourth quarter, third and goal at the 10. The Hoosiers failed to convert on third down. They would bring on the field goal unit again. 28-yard field goal try for Radicic. Inside the right hash. Here's the snap. Kick on the way by Radicic is up, and it is good. And Indiana extends the lead to 10 points with 14:54 remaining, 27-17. So lots of time remaining. Wildcats took over after the kickoff on their own 39-yard line. And they came up with a big pass play again. This time a 47-yard bomb from Jack Lausch. Wide receiver Bryce Kurtz got it down to the 3. Took him a few tries. Eventually, a pass interference call in the end zone gave him a first down at the 2. And from there, Lausch would find A.J. again. Snap to Lausch. Quick throw. Caught by Henning. Cuts inside. Touchdown! A.J. Henning from Jack Lausch. His second touchdown today. And the Wildcats inch closer with 11:19 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 27-23. The extra point made it a 3-point game, 61 yards and 6 plays using 3.5 minutes. But Indiana just could not be stopped. Starting for their own 25, they faced third and 9 And Rourke would connect for 12 yards to Surratt out to the 38. That ignited the drive. A 23-yard pass to Omar Cooper got it down to the Wildcat 39. Then the running back Black gained 10 yards. The running back Lawton picked up 15 down to the 1. And from there, they would call on Lawton again. And now they go quickly and punch it in for the touchdown. Lawton from just a yard out. They let him finish the drive. He had a big run in that drive to get it down there. 75 yards in 10 plays using 4:56. And it was 34-24 Indiana. The Wildcats then trying to get something going. Converted a fourth down on a pass to Frank Covey the fourth. But their next fourth down pass went incomplete, turning the ball over on downs to the Hoosiers at the Northwestern 36. From there, Indiana would cover those 36 yards in five plays. The last four, Rourke to his tight end Horton for the touchdown, and that made the final 41-24 in favor of the Indiana Hoosiers.